What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hi.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast, where we talk about life and food, Southern California, from here in LA all the way to San Diego and in between. Flip on that nerd switch, talk about anime, gaming, and Haley's specialty, K-pop.
Weep.
Yes, exactly. So thank you again for joining us. As always, leave a like, subscribe. I don't know if you can comment, but if you want to comment on the videos that we do for these ones, feel free to leave a comment, follow, whatever it is you need to do to give us your support. We appreciate it all the time. And as always, where do we start with, Haley?
Food.
So food it is, and we're going to be kind of technically, we're talking about the one on Arcadia, so we're still in San Gabriel Valley, the 626 area, but there's plenty of locations around Southern California, and also Northern California, so
yes,
all over California, Japanese cheesecakes from Uncle Tetsu.
Yes.
So good.
Yes, it is. It melts in your mouth good.
So you're
literally.
It literally melts in your mouth, especially when it's like kind of. Because you could enjoy it at, like, so many different temperatures.
If
you want colder, like, room temperature. My personal favorite is room temperature.
Yeah, room temperature.
And then you can also warm it up. It's good. So, you may have heard me say Japanese cheesecake. That's right. Not just a regular cheesecake.
It's totally different
from, imagining. If you're from America, like me, growing up. I don't know. Was it in Australia the same thing?
Yeah,
type
in
of
Australia.
Same?
So, I guess,
Western type of cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a nice, thick, creamy pieces of cheese.
Yeah,
like
cream
cheese
cheesecake,
and then the graham cracker crust. No.
It's not that at all.
It's different. And if you never had it before, if you're Filipino, I will say if you had mamon, then you've come pretty close.
It's kind of similar.
So
to that.
It's like instead of your normal typical cheesecake, it's made. It's a cheesecake itself.
Yeah, it's called cheesecake.
But it's lighter. It's from Hokkaido,
yes.
Correct? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Hokkaido. A Hokkaido style cheesecake. And it's more like a spongier souffle.
Yeah, the texture is very similar to souffle. And they even said a chiffon cake.
Right, so it's a mix of all that. It's super light, which is totally different airy, from regular Western cheesecake,
which is like heavy,
heavy, thick. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love that shit too.
Yeah, of course.
But I love Japanese style cheesecake as well. Super light, fluffy. I literally could eat the whole cake probably in one sitting.
Yeah, it's
if Haley doesn't watch me.
Yeah, it's super light. That's why, like, you don't get full easily because it literally just like melts and disappears in your mouth.
And it's cool because they always stamp the top of it, like
with Uncle Tetsu.
With like an emblem of Uncle Tetsu himself, I guess.
Yeah, and then like Uncle Tetsu is just like one Japanese brand. Right. There's like many other ones
there's
that are very
so
similar.
Many, like, there's so many.
Even
many
in them. Japan, they have like different ones. I don't know the names, but it's not Uncle Tetsu.
Right, it's not specifically Uncle Tetsu. It's just like one of those. It's just another name brand, like one of the bakeries.
Yeah.
But it's nonetheless still super good.
So good.
It's different also, aside from the texture of it and how it looks, is you know how normal, typical Western cheesecakes, like you get a lot of different variety of flavors.
Yeah.
And it's usually toppings and like mixed, like stuff
the
on top.
Berries and
yeah, so this one is more simple because you don't, they don't, like they have the regular one, the original.
Original.
But they have a few other flavors. But these other flavors, it's not like they're actual toppings. It's like
the whole cake
mixed into the actual cheesecake. So the whole cheesecake itself is like that flavor. And it's not super strong.
No.
It's always like very subtle, light flavors.
Yeah.
And they're really nice colors too. Like, so one of my favorites is strawberry.
It's pink.
It's like a nice little light pink. There's obviously
chocolate,
there's coffee,
typical
matcha,
and then they have a new one, we haven't tried it yet, ube. So
oh,
it's purple.
There's an ube one too. So it's like a nice little light purple, and like I said, these flavors are super light, they're not heavy at all.
No,
like they're not, they don't overwhelm like the flavor of the actual cheesecake, so you get a taste of that actual like Japanese Hokkaido style cheesecake.
Yeah.
Still,
it's so good. Like when he warms it up, it becomes so like soft. I just want to like put my face on it because it's so soft.
Maybe one day we'll buy one just so you could do that. They're not that expensive too. They're almost like $10 each kind of thing. And it's a good size. Mm-hmm. So we'll watch Haley dump her face into literally a
no,
Uncle Tetsu
cake. I don't want to do it like that. I just want to just like, it's like a pillow.
We'll watch Haley sleep
soft
on it. So, I mean, check it out. Uncle Tetsu is just one of many. There's so many here around Southern California. If you probably just look up Japanese cheesecake.
Yeah.
But this is the one. This is actually one of the first ones we had, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, Uncle Tetsu is our OG Hokkaido cheesecake. Check it out if you've never tried it. Just look it up. There's probably some type of Japanese style cheesecake nearby wherever you are.
Yeah, I think they even like sell it in like Japanese supermarkets.
Right.
It might not be as good.
It's not
good,
as good, probably,
but it's probably still like similar.
So check it out. Look around. You're bound to find it. There has to be some nearby. Mm-hmm. Everyone, at least now at this point. And with that said, mm-hmm, where are we going? Going to K-pop talk.
I'm like, where are we going?
Haley,
Korea?
That's why I'm the driver.
I'm going to Korea?
I'm driving this car because just to keep Haley on track. And yes, it's K-pop.
Yes.
K-pop talk with Haley. And it's her specialty, as always, if you can guess.
BTS. Yes.
So what are we talking about this time?
So I thought we would talk about a variety show that BTS does. It's called Run BTS.
Right. And what is a variety show?
So in Korea, or like I guess in like Asian culture in general.
Yeah, like all over Asia.
Yeah,
like
they have
Japan.
These things called variety shows. And I guess it includes like either a celebrity, a group, K-pop group.
In this case,
it's a K-pop group. And then they get them to do various like games, skits, competitions.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's just pure
the competitions are funny. Yeah, it's like all for entertainment, basically.
You would love, like, especially if you like specific groups or artists, to watch them in these variety shows, you're going to just have a blast.
I feel
it's
like,
hilarious and it's fun.
I feel like a lot of people would know Running Man because they do.
That's like the
that's like
big
the,
one.
Yeah, a really big one in Korea that does variety shows for like all different celebrities and K-pop
and
groups.
It's been running for a while.
It's been
right?
running for a long time.
Like they've had even up to Big Bang.
Yeah.
Like a long time ago.
I made him watch the Big Bang episode.
That was hilarious.
It's so funny.
So good.
They're so you get to see them do like the dumbest shit ever.
And you get to, I think the coolest part about these kind of shows, you get to really see also the personality of each member.
Yeah.
Like I love Daesun.
Daesun,
he's hilarious. Like, I mean, he out of all of them, like I'll be honest, he's not probably like the prettiest looking or prettiest boy looking, especially compared to like GD and Top. And it's just hilarious, yeah, though.
He's like, so how he is as a person. Funny. Like, you would want him to be your friend. He would always be cracking you up.
I think. So he's like, it was just really cool to watch. And it's the same way, because there's been a lot of other artists and a lot of groups. And I watched the Blackpink one.
Oh, yeah,
one.
Blackpink's.
Oh, man.
The one at the water park.
Love it. It's so funny.
Poor Jennie.
We'll probably get into all these episodes. Like, I feel like this is what I want to do, Haley. I want to be able, like, because there's not always K-pop news week after week, right?
Yeah.
But there's variety shows
every week.
Week after week. So if anything, like, we'll talk about past ones. We'll try to...
Like, our favorite ones,
Our favorite ones, the ones that, like, you know, are so good that, like, it's stuck in our minds, in our hearts.
Yeah.
And also, like, we won't be reviewing the most recent ones every time.
Yeah.
Because we don't really watch it every time. We, like, watch it when we feel it have time.
For a long time already. Yeah, we watch, like, the older ones.
And like we said, like, Running Man is the OG one, but we're talking about Run BTS.
Yeah, so this is specifically...
Which is just for BTS. Like, BTS, only. I guess Big Hit made their own variety show specifically.
Just
BTS. All BTS, and you follow them doing crazy stuff,
and
funny stuff.
Run BTS has been ongoing since the group was formed. So it's been like
been
7 years.
A while.
And I think they're on episode 130
that's
something
insane.
Right now.
The fact that's like already that 130s to say.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're not doing it weekly because, like, obviously when they had concerts and stuff, they stopped filming.
Oh, because they're busy.
But it's been going on for 7 years.
But they've had some pretty recent ones, actually.
Yeah. Like, yeah. The most recent one was the water one, but we haven't watched that yet. But
it's like Return to the Water Park, because there was an episode a long time ago. Yeah. Haley made me watch.
In the beginning, I think it was like episode 20 or something.
Like, still in double digits, like early double digits, and they're in the water park. And like I said, like, after watching it, it's entertaining. So it's like, it's not just watching like celebrities, you know, on a show like we're used to here in America, where they're just interviewed or like or people think of sometimes like, reality shows. It's not a reality show. It's literally an a comedy sketch entertainment television show where like you just follow them and watch them do like silly stuff, do like, competitions with like hilarious like jokes and types of stuff they have to do.
The staff members for BTS are the ones that make up the games.
Right. So the actual staff people that, you know, live and work with BTS who know them, and BTS knows them well too.
Yeah.
Like, it's, they make up all the different challenges.
It's super creative though.
It's hilarious.
Even
what they think
has
of.
One too.
Yeah,
their
they
own
do.
Variety show.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, there's just a lot of different groups probably have their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously if you're an ARMY,
BTS
this is the one that you need to check out if you're like a newer one, or even if you've been an older ARMY and actually have heard about it or not even heard about it.
Yeah,
just check it
out.
A lot of them are really cool.
You can watch all of them on their app or even on like your computer if you just type in V Live, so the letter V Live, and they have all the episodes on there.
Oh, awesome! And it's just for free, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I think just like make an account or something.
You don't even have to make an account.
There you go. You got no excuses, ARMY.
You can just sign in,
And it's so funny, like some of the stuff. The one we watched recently was, I mean, it's not super old, but it's not like the newest one.
Yeah, it was like
they're
maybe
doing
like
challenges,
last month. Yeah.
Like they basically had all the members have to do like
14
a list of challenges.
Yeah.
You said
14? It was 14 games.
So 14 mini games.
Yeah.
For them to leave, to go home, so they could get out of there. Basically,
to
like just leave and like
that's their prize
be done with
to
it.
Go
their
home.
Prize is freedom.
<Poor things. laughs>
So they're like stuck doing all these crazy, like funny stuff, including like, oh man, there's just like a lot of funny ones.
Like the thing about these games, it's something that you would want to play at a party with your
friends.
They're
simple games.
They're so hilarious.
This one was nothing complex or anything.
No.
It's like literally.
So literally one of them was
stupid, like simple.
They had a trash can and it was placed behind them and they had bouncy balls.
Yeah, you know those bouncy balls that we've all gotten as kids, like in those quarter machines or whatever.
So they had to like throw it behind their head and it would have to land inside the trash bin. And then of course, because it's bouncy, it's going to keep bouncing out. And oh my God, it took them forever.
There's some people, you know what? If you don't watch any of these, you don't, like I said, you don't know how they are, but I've watched enough and I've seen enough, especially with Haley showing me everything, forcing me to watch and see everything, that in my head, I was like, dude, Jungkook is going to be the one to get these done fast. He is a beast. Like, yeah. He's the golden magnet for a reason.
Yeah.
He's the golden magnet because he's so good at everything.
He picks it up so quickly. Like, he'll look at something being done and he's like, oh, okay. And then he'll do it and he'll get it right.
I couldn't, like, in my head, I'm like, my money is on, like, cause I think there's like two halves, right? I was like, in my head, I'm like, my money's on Jungkook to like finish the first set. Boom.
Of course, he's like out of there. Easy money.
It's so, cause he's able to do all these challenges and stuff. It's crazy.
He wasn't actually the one that got to go home first, which is surprising.
But let's not tell you.
I know.
We're not just going to spoil it. So you watch it too.
But then it's funny though, because the challenge that he was stuck on, he watched it being done once and then he got it right.
When he finally saw how it was done.
Yeah.
Like, he just watched it. He was up next. He's like, I'll try it. Boom, done. Yeah.
They even had, like, that game with the cups where you stack them.
Right.
So, like, they had to compete against each other, like, one on one. And then, like, you have a time limit.
Whoever wins gets the stamp to go on to the next one and all that stuff. So, like, you know who's really bad at this stuff? I already had a feeling. J-Hope is pretty bad at this stuff.
J-Hope is. It's funny because he's super extra.
RM too, but J-Hope's like frustrated and extra. But RM, I feel like, is just like chill. He's just like, oh, okay. All right. Just keep like trying.
You know who else is silly? Jin.
That man. Oh my God. Some of the stuff.
The ball.
There's a bouncing one where like you bounce a ball into like a cup. But you have to like, it has like a ping pong ball. You have to bounce it on like three like steps like in a row and then land it in a ball.
In a cup.
The ball in a cup.
At the end.
Oh my, everyone finished it except like RM and Jin were left. And Jin, they didn't see how everyone had completed it. So Jin is stuck on this because he was actually doing well.
Yeah.
He gets stuck on this because he puts it all close together.
Yeah.
And is like,
he bounces it too hard. So like, it's like, so hard that it goes like,
he doesn't get it at all. Yeah. Like, it's so frustrating. And he's like getting frustrated
too. And then so he let RM go. And then RM like did it maybe like twice and he got it in. And then Jin is like, oh. He's not meant to be bouncing it so hard. Because Jin
was like good too. Like he was doing, and then there's like other like random games where like you throw like, you know, deck from like a deck of cards, regular cards onto a styrofoam to get it stuck there. Yeah. There's like a lot of like random games like they have. And then the second part is like, there's like where you have to blow bubbles.
Yeah.
Like you make bubbles and you just blow it across the room to get it through like a hoop.
Yeah.
And then there's also some weird ring hula hoop game.
Yeah.
And that was like fun to watch them. Get frustrated and like, what the hell?
They had to laughing. They had to like do their hula hoop at the end, and right. Like it would fall down. And if it fell down, they had to restart the whole thing over again.
But it's like, it's just so entertaining.
Yeah,
like you can't not like just sit there and get bored.
That was getting super frustrated though. Was Jimin with the bottle?
Of course, Haley's sympathetic towards Jimin.
Poor baby.
That bottle one, I felt bad for them. That was frustrating to watch. Yeah,
him and Jungkook were getting like super frustrated.
Because they like killed the first group of like all the different challenges.
So they were the first ones to do
that. They were done for like a while.
Yeah.
And they're just stuck on this one bottle game where like you have three bottles.
Upside down.
Empty. Lined up. And then they're on bottle caps and you have to hit off the bottle caps. But these three bottles have to magically, after you hit the bottom bottle caps off, drop down and have to all three be standing up still.
And they're empty bottles, so you know, like they're so easy to fall over. Impossible to me. Right.
But it's possible.
Yes.
You'll see. That's what how they're saying. Why.
They're like, this is not possible.
Because they were like stuck on that for a while. Like they're like, I'm not going home.
Yeah, all the other members had finished all their games. They finally all caught up because
they were like so far ahead. And then everyone caught up, so everyone's just trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
Of course, someone got it. Then Jungkook, like after he saw the first person get it, kind of did his Jungkook thing.
Yeah, he's like, oh, okay, that's how you do it.
Boom.
Yeah, he's gone.
Done. Like, as soon as he figured it out. Yeah. It was so much fun. Yeah. Like, and it's just hilarious to see. There's, like, a lot going on. Yeah. It's, like, madness.
And that's just, like, because, like, each episode is maybe, like, 30 minutes. And then, like, it's split into 2 weeks. So that was, like, week one. And then week two would be the continuation.
So there's, like, a part two. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, there's a lot of stuff getting done. Even the one before this that I remember watching is the classroom one. Watch the classroom challenge one too. That's hilarious.
Where Jin is the teacher.
Jin is the teacher. Oh my God.
He's all getting mad at them.
He has like a whistle too. He just blows the whistle out. There's so many different things.
It's funny. Like, I mean, if you just want something lighthearted to watch and want to laugh, because I'm always cackling at them.
Yeah, you can hear Haley. She sounds like a hyena. Just like cackling here in the living room.
Yeah.
And it's like, something you can also just leave in the back while you're like doing other stuff, like while we're cooking and eating.
Yeah,
that's what we usually do. But sometimes, like when we really want to pay attention, we do actually just sit down and watch it.
Yeah, I have to read the subtitles.
Right.
I want to hear what they're saying.
I definitely wanted to sit down and watch when it was my girl Jenny.
They did a classroom. Blackpink
was doing their stuff too. Yeah, they have a classroom one.
I think that's like a popular.
But even the Running Man one, Running Man episodes with them was so sad. Funny. You need to watch
that
it.
That was sad. The haunted, Queen Jenny crying. The haunted house. She was,
broke my heart, but I was cracking up at the
same time. She was super baby. She was crying.
I know. She's like crying and like going through it. And I was like laughing, but it's like found a special place in my heart for that one. So, I mean, just check it out. All these variety shows, Running Man,
like if you have a specific K-pop group that you like, I'm sure that they all have a variety show.
So like you'll find probably like an NCT or
just put NCT variety show, it'll come up.
Shoot, I don't know. Anyone,
all of them have it.
All of them. So check it out.
Yeah.
Have fun, enjoy it. Only thing, probably maybe nothing with aespa yet.
No, because
they're so new. There's no hasn't been any shows, but soon enough.
Yeah,
check it out. With that said, there's no gaming. I know you're looking back.
I was like, oh.
There's no gaming this week. No gaming news. So we're automatically going into anime.
Yes.
Anime that Haley like fell in love with when we first watched it. When a lot of our friends. This is one of the big. This is like one of the new big three after, you know, Naruto, Bleach. And then, I mean, One Piece is still there. One Piece is like the grandfather.
Yeah.
And this is like the new, I guess, the new generation of the big three. And what is it?
Boku no Hero Academia.
My Hero Academia. Yeah. So the reason why we're talking about it is because the newest season, season 5, what we've all been waiting for,
is
finally coming. It's coming in during the spring 2021 anime group,
which is soon.
It starts like the first week of April is when the new season of anime is coming for spring 2021, and My Hero Academia is part of that group.
Yes, but it's been out for a while.
Yeah, thinking about it, it's super popular. I remember so many people love this show. It's entertaining and it's a quintessential type of like, it's exactly what a shonen is.
Kind of thing. When I watched it, I was kind of like, in the beginning, I was like, oh, it's kind of similar to One Punch Man. Like the aspect of having like heroes and villains.
Right. Because there's like licenses and like, you know, that's their job, like career.
But then it's totally different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a little different.
It's so good.
But yeah, so I mean, like in this society, it's basically there's heroes and there's villains. Mm-hmm. And there's actually schools, you know, for kids that with... It's called quirks. So they're superpowers instead of like mutations, like mutants and like X-Men.
They call them quirks.
It's called quirks. And there's a society where like there's, you know, there's some people don't have quirks.
Yeah, some people are not born with
them. So they're quirkless. But there's a lot of people that do have quirks based on like if they luckily just get it or like their family.
Parents had it.
So it could be genetic or it could just be random too. And so they kind of hone their skills, and if depending on what they want to do in their life, a lot of them choose to want to be heroes and different types of heroes.
Mm-hmm. So they have to go to school.
And in one of the big schools there is UA. So that's where like the protagonist and a lot of his friends go. And the protagonist is actually, because I don't want to, you should know the story by now.
People should already know.
But basically our protagonist,
Deku.
That's his like superhero name. So Midoriya. Yeah. So he doesn't have a quirk. He was one of those kids born without a quirk. And like he's a so big fanboy for one of the biggest, like, because there's a ranking system, like we said.
The number one
hero. So number one hero is All Might.
All Might.
So he's always like wanted to be like All Might and is like the biggest fan.
All Might
like,
is
nerd.
Like super like nice. Like he's an idol, basically.
He's like an idol, yeah. So like he's known globally around the world, like everyone loves him, super like he's like the epitome of like what a superhero should
be. Super humble and everything.
He's like super strength, you know,
super
that kind
strong.
Of thing, super speed. I don't believe he flies, but he's just so strong and powerful that he could like that's why he's strong. And it's not just that, it's his influence. So obviously Midoriya was like growing up as a kid, big fanboy. He has his whole room has like postered up and like
toys.
Yeah,
he has like little figures postered.
Come to find out that when they got the test from the doctor, he doesn't have a quirk, so he's really sad. I remember Haley crying because of that.
And then when he was like looking at the TV, I still remember, and like Deku's eyes are all like watery.
He's like, that's okay.
He's like, Mom,
like,
you want to be like like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but he has no power.
He has no powers.
But just because of, like, I don't know. Of course, you know, shonen, anime, manga type of thing. Just magically and miraculously one day
yes.
meets, like, All Might. And then, like, when All Might is not in his, like, actual form.
Like, his super form.
And then, you know, like, All Might sees, like, you know, Deku's a really good kid and super kind, puts himself before everyone else.
Yeah, because he went to save someone, right? And yeah, he was powerless. Bakugo, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, Bakugo, who was a big bully to him.
Yeah.
He's cool now.
Yeah, but, like their total childhood. He's bully childhood dick bully, friend. Yeah. But Deku likes him.
And then, obviously, Bakugo has, like, some type of relationship with Deku, too, in
yeah,
the future.
Soft
like
spot.
More, like, yeah, like, respect and kind of cares for him. And kind of seeing, like, even though he doesn't have power or anything, puts his, like, life on the line to just save people. That's, like, the type of mentality that they want, that they like in a hero. I mean, not, you have powers, but do you have the thinking and the feelings of, like, the type of, you know, oomph of like a hero, like what it takes to be an actual hero.
Mm-hmm.
And Deku or Midoriya checked off all those marks for All Might.
Yeah.
Then we find out that All Might actually got his powers because it's passed down from generation to generation and trains and chooses Deku or Midoriya
to
be the successor
basically.
Of One for All.
Yeah, One.
Is it All for
All
One?
For one?
One for All for One. There's like two different ones. And then, so he gives him the quirk and then slowly tries to, you know, train him and mentor him.
Yeah, Deku's still like a child.
But
so, like,
a lot
a
of growth has
go.
Happened
yeah.
already. And I mean, we're on season 5.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it, just kind of start off from there and you'll see like the progress that's been made. It's crazy.
Yeah,
there's
it's
a lot
so
of,
good. He's come
a lot
so
of stuff
far.
Has happened. And, I'm caught up with the manga.
Yeah.
So I tell Haley every time I read it, like every chapter, I'm like, holy shit.
I'm worried.
Oh my God.
It makes
There's
me
a lot
worried.
Of crazy shit going on in the manga right now. So like, see, when season 5 comes out, there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen. I cannot wait to see it animated.
Right.
But there's going to be some crazy ass stuff going on. And we got to kind of learn more about like all their quirks and like the especially Deku's quirk.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of also get to see a lot of the predecessors before them that also carried the One for All, All for One.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, One for All.
I'm like, which one is it?
You know, because One for All, because All for One person is bad.
Yeah,
you know, that's like greedy. So I think that way, the
One
for
All
is One
for,
like
everyone.
For
everyone. Yeah.
So the quirk that's for everyone, and it kind of goes along that. And season 5, we're gonna see some crazy. There's some stuff going on. I mean, there's a lot of.
Can't
hardcore
wait.
Fighting, a lot more evil stuff.
Yeah, Deku.
It gets darker.
Yeah.
It gets darker.
I don't know, like with them for their quirks, how they go to school, you know, and do all that training, and you can see it gradually get better and stronger and stronger. And like this last season, season 4, Deku was like freaking OP almost.
Kind of.
He's
not there
No,
yet.
He's not super OP, but okay. he did a good job.
Guess who's OP? The villains.
Yes.
And you'll see very soon enough, like, it just. It spirals like this kind of it gets crazy. This shit gets crazy. I don't really want to spoil it, especially because season 5 is right around the corner.
Yeah.
But expect a lot of crazy stuff, like the animation, a lot of action jam packed, like for reals.
Yeah.
And you get to learn more about Todoroki's family and the background with that, the history. A lot of speculations and a lot of people got it right. A lot of people kind of got it wrong. A lot of people like think, you
know,
back and forth.
What you're talking about.
But yeah, so just watch and check it out. It's going to be a wild ride. It's a roller coaster.
There's a lot
for sure.
of action in it.
Especially this season. It's going to be crazy. So check it out. Please just keep sticking with it because it's a good time to get into
Boku no
Hero. I
think it's good
too
because I feel like they have a lot of characters too that you can choose from which one will be like your favorite. I mean, like, who's your favorite
course.
Character? Mine's obviously Deku.
Deku?
Yeah.
Mm. I like Eraserhead.
Oh,
Sensei. I always like the senseis, like Kakashi, Gojo. I mean,
that's true.
I've always liked.
No, Eraserhead is really cool, though. He's
like their Kakashi, basically. Yeah. If you watch Naruto, he's their Kakashi.
He's cool.
You watch Jujutsu Kaisen, he's like their Gojo. So I don't know. I've always liked the teachers. They're always cool to me. They're always cool characters.
Yeah, but if you were to choose one of the kids, I mean.
I guess. The grape head sticky guy.
Ew, really?
No, I'm just kidding. I like Bakugo.
Oh, yeah, I like Bakugo too. I think he's my like wrecker.
If anything, Froppy.
Oh yeah, Froppy.
Team Froppy right
She's
here.
So cute.
I like Froppy. So check it out if you haven't watched it. if you're still stuck with it, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Season 5 is right here.
Yes.
So check it out. Tune in to us if you want some more weekly podcast stuff about your favorite anime, different K-pop topics. So animunchiesla@gmail.com. You want to leave a like, please leave a comment or send us anything. Mm-hmm. Show us your love and support.
Yes.
And we'll keep making these episodes and cranking them out. So until the next episode, guys, make sure you watch some more Run BTS. Make sure you get yourself some Japanese cheesecake and prepare your buttholes for season 5.
My buttholes.
prepare your butt cheeks
for don't season, clench them too hard.
For season 5, My Hero Academia, because it's going to be a roller coaster ride. So thank you again for joining us. Anime Munchies Podcast. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.